Up in Houston, what did you think of the Cowboys? Were those one of the teams that you paid attention to, rooted against? What did you think?
I followed them. I mean, growing up, I didn't really have a team that was, you know, my team. So, I definitely followed them some. And, just being from Texas, you know, they're obviously one of the big teams in Texas. And, for a while, they were the only team in Texas, you know, when I was growing up.
You have a lot of family and friends coming up for this one?
Yeah, there'll definitely be some people here for it. I guess, being from Texas, everybody's kind of excited about this one.
Since you live down there, you must get inundated with Cowboys stuff all the time. I mean, you must know them pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, a lot of people, well, everybody in the Dallas area is a Cowboys fan, and so.
But that's all you hear about down there, media-wise, right? That's almost all you see on TV and on the radio and stuff.
They definitely talk about them all the time, and we've got a lot of friends that, live there that are Cowboys fans.
Your defensive coordinator, Rob Ryan, the Ryan family, pretty aggressive with their posture defensively. Is his volume of looks as big as Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and defenses like that?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have some stuff that they do, with different blitzes and things like that. But they're really strong up front, with their front four and rushing the passer and things like that. So they rely on those guys to really come out and rush the passer, and maybe not always have to do all the blitzes and things like that, because they are pretty strong up front.
Bedroom wall covered with cowboy pictures as a kid?
No, I didn't.
Texans were more your team, right?
I mean, I follow the Texans a little bit more just because, being in Houston. But like I said, I didn't really have one team that I was always rooting for.
You have one quarterback like Aikman? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely followed, Aikman. But, like I said, there really wasn't, growing up for a while, there wasn't a team in Houston. And, I was big into college football at the time, so.
You guys feel like you were... You guys have been known as a big play offense for most of the season, but I think your longest pass was 18, 19 yards against San Diego. You guys think you kind of showed that you could grind out and get a win maybe with a different style?
Yeah, I think so. I think, and we have been able to hit some big plays and, big scoring plays, but some teams see that, and they might not let you hit those. So you've got to be able to, do it different ways. Like you said, we had long drives, it's good to see. And what helps is being balanced offensively.
I guess the biggest example is that last game winning drive when you're with your 6 yard run, longest play in that 14 play drive was 8 yards. I mean, that's just. Pounded people into submission on that drive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it came down to. We had a long drive when we needed it in the fourth quarter. And, it's just chipping away, getting down there. And, once we got down there, we scored the touchdown. So, you got to have drives like that.
What kind of competitor is Benny? I mean, he's a guy that came with a great reputation. But what have you seen in the this running game was hammered from the outside early on. He's put together three big games. What have you noticed about him during a game? It seems like he gets stronger as he goes, and nothing really seems to bother him.
Yeah, he's a really competitive guy, and you could see that when we got here. When he got here during OTAs and minicamp, we had the one day we went and played, volleyball. He was out there, he was competing, he was, trying to encourage guys, making sure that, we didn't lose and things like that. So, I mean, it's fun to see, because, I mean, he's really turned it on these last couple weeks. And, like you said, I mean, it doesn't seem like anything's stopping him.
He seems to get stronger as he goes in the last couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, seeing him on the sideline saying, "Hey, somebody's got to make a big play," and then you see him hit the big one. It's definitely good. And so, for him, getting him the carries that he's been getting, it's great to see him bust some of these runs that he's been able to get.
Bringing a guy like him from the culture that he came from, that winning culture in New England, is that obvious in the locker room the way he approaches everything too?
Yeah, I mean he's he's definitely vocal. He's a leader on this team, and you got to have teammates like that. And he's definitely a great pickup by us.
Andy, can you talk about just the intrigue of the storylines around the wild card race? You know, you guys are tied for the last spot with your rivals and the Steelers. You got a team in front of you that has a coach out right now battling leukemia, rookie quarterback, and Andrew Luck. Just the, I guess the competitiveness going down the stretch.
Our goal is to make it to the playoffs, and the good thing is we're in control of our own destiny. We've got four games left. We got to come out and bring it these last four, and from there we'll let everything else fall into place.
How do you kind of handle this week, because you've got now two games in 10 days? Do you handle it any different, or do you kind of maybe scale things back slightly, knowing that you got to play 4 days after playing Dallas?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's obviously Marvin's decision. So, as far as I know, the week's going to be normal as usual.
The good news is after that, you've got a mini bye week, where at this stage of the season, if you have to play a Thursday night game, it's probably good to play it, later in the season where you have that 4 days recovery, maybe get some guys a little bit healthier.
Yeah, I think that's, it could be to our advantage having that extra little time of rest and not playing, and we'll see. Obviously, we'd love to come out of these next two with wins and feel good going into that nice little break, but hopefully that will be an advantage for us. Yeah, I mean, it's to have guys like that may not be in the starting role but come in and always do the right thing, always in the right spot, always knows how to pick up protection, always makes a big play on third down to either put us in field goal position or pick up a first down or things like that. He's a big part of this offense. Maybe his numbers aren't flashy, but the things that he does really helps us. And so you got to have players like that on your team.
Is Boom Heron coming along?
He has. Obviously, he's been doing a lot of stuff on scout team. So, we'll see this week if he's getting in there a little bit more with the, taking some offensive reps.
Just going back and talking about Benny for a minute, just what was his mentality? He still had the same mentality that he had maybe during the bye week when things weren't going as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know what it – if there's a huge difference with him, with a reason why that he's had these big games recently, but now I feel like he's been the same guy that he's been the whole time.
Andy, you guys had lost four in a row. Now you win four in a row, and you seem to keep things on an even keel. And Marvin, I think, may have kind of dropped the hammer earlier this week to keep things on an even keel. Do you find yourself having to keep other guys on an even keel, or what's the mood of this team right now after four straight wins?
Nothing's guaranteed for us right now. So, we have to, we know we have to come out and we have to play our best and we have to win these games for us to get where we want to go. So, we have won four in a row because we had to win four in a row to be where we are now. So, hopefully we can keep the same attitude throughout, and I think we will.
Assumption the last few weeks is it's been maybe I felt like people outside is it's been wild card or bust, but now Baltimore's kind of left a little crack. Do you see that as a possibility, winning the division, or is that even something you think about at this point?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've got to take care of our business and we'll let everything else fall into place, but I think there's a chance. Baltimore's in control of their destiny too, so we'll see.
What kind of conversation, if any, did you have with Marvin Jones after the ball went off his hands for the interception?
Yeah, I mean, it's he catches that ball, 9 out of 10 times. So, told him not to worry about it. Don't let it affect him. There's a lot of game left to play.
You had interaction with Romo.
Yeah, I met him, coming out, and I've talked to him, several times. So, it'd be fun to get to go against him.
What do you think of his game?
He's a really good player. He's does a lot of making guys miss in the pocket, moving around. He's one of the best at that. And so improvising when it's not exactly how, things don't work exactly how you want them to. So No, he's a really good player.
How much does having a guy like Terrence Newman on this team help, because he played 9 years in Dallas, as far as maybe helping you in terms of defensive tendencies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely talk to him about different things that, you know, they do and stuff. So, yeah, it definitely could help.
Has he helped out any when you guys have faced other NFC teams this year?
I mean, not really. I haven't really, you know, talked to him too much. Just watch the film just like everybody else does.
Is it more what he can tell you about things that they do physically, strengths and weaknesses they may have? Because you guys can watch the tape and get that kind of information, but it's almost like a built-in scouting report from a guy that worked against these guys in practice and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think we can, you know, get his opinion on different guys and things like that. Not necessarily what they're doing scheme-wise, because, you know, we should know that by watching the tape, but and just opinions on, you know, kind of like we said, a scouting report of the guys.
Thank you.